Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Lee from Manteach Real Talk. Sorry for the technical difficulties earlier when I set up the episode. I only set it up for 15 minutes. And 15 minutes ain't enough time to get y'all these gems on the latest UFC news, a preview on upcoming fights, stuff like that. Me and my man Keith do. We back to the regular script, back to the regular programming. We'll be talking mostly UFC tonight, if not all UFC. I know the last couple shows we kind of did some things outside of UFC norm, but at the same time, sometimes in the sports world, you have to talk about different things, and on this show, we are no exception. We like to branch out and, talk about other things that's going on. But tonight we'll be back to talking UFC because there's a lot of good things happening right now in the UFC. Came out this week that I gotta stop there. I'm sorry. That Frankie Edgar is moving down to bantamweight. I never thought he would move down to bantamweight, but at the same time, maybe it's a good move for him. Frankie is a proven veteran. He knows his body better than we do. So we'll see how it pans out for him. My man Keith's get on, we'll talk about who we think his first fight should be against, things like that. Because this is a big move because the bantamweight division is kind of stacked right now. And with Frankie joining it, it's just to become more stacked. So we'll have to see what his success, whether or not he'll be successful at bantamweight. Then this weekend, we got Shevchenko and Carmouche fighting. I want to say Mike Perry is on that card also. So this weekend is a good, another good card. Then next weekend, we got the D.C., Stipe next weekend. Today is the 9th. Today is the 8th. Tomorrow is the 9th. Yeah, so that's next weekend. DC and Stipe, too. We got a lot going on in the UFC. Been a lot of fights. I mean, I'm not complaining about it, Although, in the past I have felt like there's been a lot of oversaturation of UFC events. It kind of waters down the product a little bit because when you have a fight card six weekends in a row, that's a lot. And it also doesn't allow, UFC to stack up its backup fighters or guys they could just, let's say if somebody gets hurt or sick the week of the fight, they really don't have replacement fighter depth. Because of all the events they have and all the fighters that are already penciled in for events or that are made just for it. So we'll see how it goes. So it's a good time to be a UFC fan. A lot of events. A lot of good fights, a lot of good cards. We got a lot of championship fights coming up. It was also announced this week, Corey Anderson versus Johnny Walker, which should be a good fight, I'm hoping. Because I'm one of the people that are skeptical of Mr. Walker, because I want to see him in a fight, not just come out and blitz somebody and win. I want to actually see him drug into late in the second round, early third, a fight like that where it's not easy or he doesn't make it look easy, but he has to gut out and do some different things to come out with a win. Because I think it sets up with Walker fighting Anderson, who I thought would be fighting John Jones in December. I'm thinking the UFC might be leaning towards might be leaning towards John Jones versus Blachowicz, you know, in December, or they might get the fight they want, John Jones versus DC. So we don't know how that's going to pan out, but John has definitely said he wants to fight in December. He's been very active since returning last December, so actually it's a good thing for us as MMA fans. I think as long as he's in training and camp, he has a less chance of getting in trouble. I'm not even going to talk about the incident at the strip club because that has really nothing to do with the Octagon. So, you know, a lot of people would say that, you know, he's a bad person because of all the things that he does or that happens to him outside the Octagon. Well, me, as a fan of his, I like to concentrate on what happens inside the Octagon. And speaking of that, hey, Thiago Santos, man, get well soon. I saw you was recovering from your surgeries on both your knees and your leg. So, hell of a fight against John. I hope to see you back in there sometime next year. I would say if I was your team, I would have you come back and fight a warm-up fight before throwing you back in there with John Jones coming off the injury and coming off a ring rust. So that'll just be my personal opinion. But who am I but a UFC pundit? So what else we got going on? We had the fiasco that went down last weekend between Dana White and Cyborg. I read an interesting tweet today that somebody on Cyborg's team is intentionally sabotaging her career. I really don't know how true that is, but I know that anything that has your name on it, you should try to be in control of it or out in front of the situation. That way you can never cry that you didn't know. And I think that video that she put out with the Dana White subtitles, that was just bad. And I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And I think that's why Dana White, not just that, but I think because she didn't want to fight Nunes, that's why Dana White, he just said he's out of the Cyborg business. In a way, I kind of sort of think it, I don't know what the UFC going to do with the 145 division. Because basically they created a division for her. So I don't know whether or not they keep it, whether or not they merge the 135 and 145 and 140, which to me always thought would be a good idea. But to others, you know, they thought it was a bad idea. But we'll have to see what the UFC does, how they do it, what their plans are, because one thing about Dana White is he's known to just drop bombs on you without nobody knowing or without anybody having an inkling of what's going on. So we'll see what's going on with the 145 if it's. Just to throw a monkey wrench into everything right quick, preseason football is on tonight. So, you know, welcome back, football. Kind of excited, you know. It's that time of year. Plus, right now, we don't have no basketball. I'm saying we got the big three, baseball, and preseason football. So, college football will be kicking off here in a couple weeks. So, it should be good. It should be good. Actually, I think I'm more interested in the NBA season. The NBA season should probably be more exciting this year. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Let's talk about Max Holloway for a minute. Max Holloway, coming off a title defense against Frankie Edgar. His third fight in 8 months. should he fight Alexander Volkanovski at UFC 243 in Australia? And the thing is that'll be 4 title fights in 10 months. So do we think he should fight? I think he should wait to do something. I know it'll be a major add to that card, being that Volkanovski is from Australia and Robert Whittaker is also from Australia. And Robert Whittaker is fighting Israel Adesanya, who is from New Zealand. So that's already going to be a stacked card. So we just got to see what happens. But if I was about the Max, I would be like, wait till December, bro. You know, wait till December. Let your body heal. And that fight will be that way. It's one of the things where timing is everything. And I think the UFC really wants Max on this card in Australia. But is that the right thing for Max? And I think he should look out for himself in this matter. Even though every fighter is all about the company, sometimes you have to put the company to the side and be about yourself. And I think this is the time Max should do it. Volkanovski ain't going anywhere. He's probably not going to fight another fight. So he's just sitting, waiting on Max and fight Max in Vegas at the end of the year. Yo, 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 what's up?
You?
You?
Yeah. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, man, what's going on? Y'all can hear you.
Man, I was about to say, man, I called like 15 minutes ago, man, and they hung up on me saying wait till 15 minutes.
Nah, that was me, bro.
Oh, man.
That was me.
Where's Keys?
He said he was getting off work or something, and he gonna be coming on a little late. But, you know, it ain't no thing, man. Yo.
So the Leon Rocky show for a moment, man?
Yeah, man. So, you know, real quick, let's talk a little bit of hip-hop, man. Tonight, so we got the Rick Ross album coming out tonight at midnight. We got the Jeezy
mm-hmm.
coming out tonight at midnight. Which
mm-hmm.
one are you looking forward to?
Ross, without question. And I think it's mostly because, like, I didn't really grow up off of Jeezy, which you can't really be mad at because it's like so many rappers to keep up with. But me personally, I've been hearing about the Ross dropping his album since last November. So I waited for months for this one. But I definitely wouldn't mind hearing Jeezy's album, like, there's so many albums to keep up with. But besides that, like, maybe a little bit more of Ross because I heard two of his tracks that he dropped with Drake, the Gold Roses. I did a reaction video to that one. Y'all go check it out. And I think it was called Turnpike. And both of those tracks sounded really good. So hopefully the rest of the album is just as good as those songs, if not better. But I also think G's album is really good, too, so I'll check it out. So how about you, Lee?
Man, actually, man, I'm a Jeezy fan. You know, every time he come out here, I go check him out. But I'm actually looking forward to this Rick Ross joint. I think my anticipation is more for Rick Ross than Jeezy. I think the reason being is because, you know, it's called Port of Miami 2. You know, his first
mm-hmm.
album was called Port of Miami, which was a banger. So, you know, for him to throw the two up there, you know, he got to be bringing some heat on it because that first one is a classic. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I like the joint Gold Roses. I haven't heard the one that you said. But, you know, I think Rose is in a different space. You know,
You know, he done dropped some weight. You know, he done started getting a little healthier. And, you know, the dude put out classic stuff, man. You really can't hate on his music too much, you know, but I really want to see what he's coming with. And plus, he said the Maybach Music 6 is coming out later this, either early next year or later this year, so we can look forward to that project, too.
Well, that would be crazy. It's been a minute since we had, like, a Maybach Music album.
Yeah, it's been a while for that. But let's talk some WWE real quick, man. You know, this week was the Take Two shows before SummerSlam. Now, Rodney, me and you, we're hard critics of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, I need for you to explain something to me. What was the purpose of the Seth Rollins Brock Lesnar segment on Raw this week? What was the purpose behind that? You answer my question with that response right there.
The most I can really say is basically painting the picture of sympathy for Seth Rollins. And if you want to be honest with you, I have zero sympathy, especially when he went out there, barely even able to get up the steps, like, or walk straight. That's like, come on, bro. Like really? Like, you really walked yourself into that SmackDown. Like, bro. And honestly, if you want to be real, because, okay, I'll be real with you. When Brock won the Universal Championship back, of course, I was upset at first, but then I remembered Paul Heyman was over Raw for now. So I was like, you know what? Maybe we'll see something new with Brock. So let me just see what they do. And if you want to be honest with you, Seth is kind of making Brock look better than Seth does. Like, a lot of people are not liking this Seth Rollins. I don't know if it's because, like, he's been, like, this new babyface Seth hasn't been working, or him with the on social media downplaying all the other wrestling promotions. But right now, the route that Seth is going is not working, man, and is making other people want a title shot. And might I add this, it's funny that even though they've taken away rematch clauses, some way, somehow, WWE has slithered their way to giving us rematches.
Yeah. Yo, Keys, what's up, bro? You out there?
Yo. What up, everybody?
Yo, man. What's going on, bro?
Yo, sorry I'm late.
Welcome to the Lee and Rod Show, Keys.
Yo, thank you. Hey, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
Ain't no thing but a chick of money, man.
I'm a pop-up.
Yeah, man. Yo, Keys. So, you know what? I ain't even going to do it. I was going to ask you about your session last night, but we'll talk about that offline. I'm quite sure you don't want to talk about it on the air.
Man, I don't care. I'll talk about it.
All right, then, hell. Well, for those that don't know, my man Keys is a MC. You know, last night, my man had a studio session last night. So how did it go, bro?
You know, I wasn't going to bring this up if you didn't ask me, but it went well enough that I was, like, listening to this new record that I just made the whole way home just now, so, and last night, too. So I already listened to the thing, like, 10, 15 times. And it's, like, a lot of music I made, a lot of people ask me if I, like, listen to my own music. And I've noticed that with other artists, too, that a lot of artists don't listen to their own music. But I've been trying to get to the point where I like what I'm making enough to where it's like, this is something I'd listen to. If it was somebody else, I would really I would really like this. And that's the way I feel about this one, this song I just made last night. Man, this one, even if you haven't followed my music, if you have, this might be the best song I've ever made, from my personal best so far. And I don't say that about every song. There's only been a few times where I've said that, and this one just felt like a new height that I just hit on. It was like, without getting into too much detail, there was a lot of creativity that was flowing in the studio session last night, on the spot type deal, like in the moment, kind of coming up with things to add into the song. And that's not something I usually do. I'm the kind of guy who wants to plan everything out and know, okay, this is exactly how this is going to go. The hook's going to go here. This is going to be this measure. This part's going to be this long. I'm going to add in this clip at the end, or we're going to run this back to the beginning. Like, I like to have everything planned and organized and just execute. But this one was kind of like a lot more improv that went into it, you know, in terms of the creativity, just off the top kind of stuff. Like, okay, let me add this in right here, and then let's experiment with this, see how this works. So, and it really paid off. Like, I kind of moved into a lane that I really don't even do, kind of out of my comfort zone type deal. And that's really what I did with the song. Really went outside my comfort zone, and it paid off. I'm looking forward to all y'all hearing this song, because this is nice.
Actually, you actually just said with me to what was gonna be my next question. When can the people, can we expect to hear it, or are you gonna share it with the people? Well, you just said you were gonna share it with the people, so I guess my question would be, when?
No, yeah, it's gonna be relatively soon. Definitely not today. You know, I might send both of you guys a preview of that song. You know, maybe I might, but because I get very iffy about showing people things before it's 100% done. So, like sending out rough drafts and things like that has never really been my forte. But because I love that element of surprise, like hitting somebody like with a whole project and they haven't even heard nothing from it. Like, I've always liked that approach. You know, give everybody a whole thing to listen to. You feel me? At once, instead of like, you know, oh, like this person heard like two songs from it, this person heard like three songs, so like they're a little bit less surprised that they already heard records, you know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be definitely soon. Yeah, to more directly answer the question, it's definitely gonna be soon. Probably I wanna have the whole thing done within like the next, for September definitely. This whole project that I'm working on right now, definitely 100%. I'm aiming to release it within the month of September. It won't be this month, no way. It'll be in August, but for the month of September, I'm definitely aiming to have it done. Before September's out, definitely I'm aiming to have it done. I think that's a realistic time frame too, to put the whole thing out, not just that one song, but I have a whole project that I'm putting out. So there's five songs on it, and there's two other pieces that I'm adding into it too. So you'll see that when it's presented. But yeah, it's almost like I don't want to say it's an EP, but it is a little bit shorter. You know, my usual stuff, I don't like to make them too long, because to me it's quality over quantity. So whatever, how much I had to say and whatever I wrote down, that's how much it is. That's how much I can give. I don't want to overdo it. So, you know, it's fairly small, but it's definitely quality over quantity. Within the month of September, 100%, I'm aiming to release it. Maybe like mid-September. I think mid-September seems realistic to put out the whole project.
Okay. So, this question is both you and Rodney can actually chime in on, but I'm going to start with you first. You put out a tweet the other day that you will be going to a battle rap contest, I think, instead of going to UFC Boston. as your co-host, that kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
It must be a massacre of that.
Talk to the people about this all battle rap contest you're going to. Since you and Rodney, you know, y'all the ones that started this battle rap thing on our show. So I thought it would be appropriate to ask that question.
No, so I think
you must have said massacre. Are you going to massacre?
Yeah. Nah, I think UFC Boston is most likely I'm going to that too. But I'm actually not sure if there's a battle rap event the same day as UFC Boston. If that's the case, I'm going to UFC Boston. But what you're probably thinking about is I tweeted recently that there's actually a battle rap event going down like about 15 minutes from where I live in Massachusetts, like a pretty big battle rap event. They don't come, you know, it's usually once a year, but it never started until like probably 4 years ago. They started even coming to the Boston area. So it's a pretty big league, and it's kind of like a once in a lifetime opportunity because it could easily never happen again. You know, they hadn't ever came here before, and the league been around for a while. So, you know, the first, like, I want to say like 5 years, actually longer than that, probably like the first 10 years, maybe even longer than that, that the league was around, they never came here. So, you know, it was always on the West Coast and things like that. But now they started coming, they started like a Massachusetts, almost like a branch of their broadcast is now like, you know, dedicated, you know, once a year to do an event in Massachusetts and specifically in the Boston area. So it's a pretty big league, and it's the same day. It's happening next Saturday, and UFC 241 is that night. So what I had tweeted was
that's
that.
That's what it was, 241. That's what it was,
so,
UFC 241, my bad.
Nah, so it's, you know, I can see how you would have got that mixed up, because I've been tweeting a lot about UFC Boston as well, as all the fight announcements have been coming out. But, and I'm most likely going to that too, so I'm happy with that, But yeah, UFC 241 is that night. The problem is I might even miss UFC 241. I might not even be able to watch it because the event is estimated time to start at like 3 p.m. that day. But Rodney knows this. Rodney has been to events too. When they say they're starting, bro, they don't know. They ain't starting at 3 p.m., bro. It probably won't start till like 5.
I have not been to an event, but I have been on stream for the live streams, trust me. And plus, I've also checked Twitter during the updates of those battles like I used to. Trust me, they never start on time. None of them.
Yeah.
Not King of the Dot, not URL, not RBE, none of them. Maybe an hour later.
Yeah, like you could, if they say whatever time they're starting at, you could figure at least an hour past that time is when they'll start at. It could even be 2 hours after when they start at. What's it called? King of the Dot. One of the massacre events, because they call it massacre. You know, but massacre, Boston massacre. You know, battle rap's all about wordplay, so they named it massacre because it's in the Boston area. I remember one year they had us waiting. It was like 3 hours after the time they were going to start. Yeah, I think it was 3 hours. We were literally inside they let us in the venue, and they were like, oh, it's going to start at this time. And we were waiting for a good minute. Like, and I remember it was actually cool, Rodney, because during that time, I actually just kind of was moving around the room because there was a lot of names in the room at one time, just kind of all chilling, like sipping and stuff like that. I remember I walked up, I pulled up on Organic. I said what up to Organic. I seen Gully TK. I pulled up on him. I saw XL, which was dope. I talked to XL for a few minutes. So I kind of just bounced around the room a little bit. And the same thing happened with Mass 3 too. We were at Mass 3. They have that in Worcester, Mass, which is actually like pretty far from where I live. But we still traveled out there to see it. And they had us waiting, you know, before the event, you know, getting inside took a good minute. You know, waiting in line takes a good minute. Then once you're in there between battles, they have you waiting. So the event might only be like probably like 3 hours or so, maybe 4 hours of the actual event, like actual watch time you know, in terms of the footage. But between battles, you might be waiting half an hour between every single battle. So, and you're just kind of like chatting
because,
up with,
because it's more than just you battle just going up there and just rapping. Like, you have to make sure the mic's set, and the entourage is there, correct spacing, make sure the lighting is good. Then you got to do the intros. Crowd got to be cohesive so they can start rapping. Like, it's a lot they got to make sure it's going down. They also got to keep track of who's there so they can decide, okay, you're going next. Because sometimes the battlers come don't come before the first battler. Especially if they're the main event, they're coming probably like after the second battle of the night. Sometimes it depends, but a lot of times, like in between battles, and I know because I wait during the live streams between battles. You definitely get a wait like 30 minutes to like maybe an hour max. So yeah, like Keys is correct on like the time. It might be a little bit different live because I'm comfortable at home, but I know the wait sometimes are kind of long. So I definitely give a key to say.
And if it becomes an all-day affair, like between all that stuff, between, like, there's a lot of reaction time in between lines and everything, so, like, that adds to the length of the battles right there. A lot of, like you said, mic issues, technical issues, like, adds to the time. So when you go to a battle rap event, basically it ends up becoming, like, an all-day and night affair pretty much. Like, if they say doors open at 3, if they say the doors open at 3, the doors probably won't open until 4. Then you get inside, say they said the event opened, the thing started at 5, it probably wouldn't start till 7. And then say the battles was 3 hours, you're probably looking at, like, 5 hours after that, because between everything that happens, the reaction times, setting up the stage, moving people off the stage, the in-between, the intermissions and things like that. If it started at 7,
and
you probably wouldn't
start
till
usually
midnight.
And that's if things go well, too. That's if things go well, too, because sometimes
there's
also, like, extra stuff that happens. Maybe, like, an intense moment happens, and they got to break it up, and that's more time. And like, plus, like, time, there's also arguments over time issues if it's that serious of a battle or it's one of those battle rappers that always complain about the time. Like, it's so much is going on. Like, sometimes it's, like, groundbreaking moments that have the crowd going crazy for, like, almost 2 minutes. And you got to do whatever you can to quiet the crowd down so you can finish your round and stuff. Like, time. Like, there's so much going on that you got to pay attention, that you got to deal with. Like, a lot of time passes throughout these events, and a lot of time is being used with all these things that Keys and I are saying. So, yeah, but some of these events are, like, all-day events, and sometimes it depends on how many battles there are.
Yeah, because some of these cards be having, like, 7, 8 battles on them. So right there, the watch time alone, and that depends on, like, how long the rounds are. Sometimes guys will have, like, 5-minute rounds. So you're looking at, like, 30 minutes of just the material. But then sometimes, like, if the crowd is really hyped, there's a ton of time that goes just into the crowd reaction. And it takes them a while to calm the crowd down to get back to the battle. So that adds into it. It could literally go into a whole hour. Like, there's a lot of battles
like,
that happen
Lee,
in the
I'll say this, Lee. Like, there's been some battles that, like, there were people that did, like, an edited version of those battles where they were bars only. You look at the bars only battle, the battle's probably, like, 20 to 25 minutes long. You look at the actual battle video, it's like 40 to 50 minutes long. Like, the crowd sometimes adds a lot to, like, the time passing sometimes.
Okay.
And also, it sometimes depends on how long the battlers let the crowd react. Also depends on whether or not the battlers choking and trying to get the bars back. Because, like, when they're choking, they're trying to think of, like, how, and that a lot of time passes with that, too, makes the battle longer. sometimes a little bit more cringeworthy, but it also adds how long the battle is as far as the footage. Like, that also adds to it, too. Trust me. We know. And that all this basically, I hear you being wild, like, oh, my God, in the background. Trust me, bro. This, if we are decided to go through that, whether we're at home watching on the pay-per-view or, worse, in person, buying the ticket, $100 plus, to be in the venue, to go through all that, standing up, some barely ate, some probably drunk, and we've gone through all that, that lets you know how much we love battle rap. That lets you know how much we love this culture.
It's like, people barely ate, people are passing out, people are off the Henny in the crowd, man. We want to hear some fucking bars.
One fight happened because the dude was hungry.
Damn.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Bro. He was hangry, and he started throwing hands. That's a fact. That really did happen.
The funny thing is that those two are actually doing a rematch later this month.
Oh, yeah, Math and Serious Jones, right? I just heard about that.
That's crazy because
last night I went to the Royalty Tour. Mary J. Blige and Nas, I went there last night. And last weekend I went to No Limit, you know, so – You know, man, Mary and Nas were outstanding. Man, mm-hmm. They were outstanding, man. Although it rained for like the first 45 minutes to an hour, it was raining. It wasn't like a torrential downpour, but it was raining. But it was a great concert.
Good.
Yeah, it was a dope show. I think I posted two videos on Twitter today. Man, my damn camera on my phone is awesome.
You
got
a lot of footage of that performance?
I took about four or five videos of Nas, and I took about maybe six or seven of Mary. They didn't have no opener act. As soon as I think. But see, that's what I was I'm glad I'm getting back on point. Because out here in Denver, they don't play that late shit, man. They don't play that late shit out here, bro. Man, I'm dead serious, man, because about 3 years ago, Lil Wayne, T.I., and 2 Chainz came out here for a show. And the show started at 7. And my homeboy, he was driving. And we were like, yo, man, where this motherfucker at, man? It's like 7 o'clock. So we don't even get to the venue till like 8:15. So we done missed 2 Chainz already, and T.I.'s already on stage. I'm like, yo. I'm like, bro, man, you can't be late in a concert out here, man. They don't be messing around, man. We done paid all this money, and we done missed down there. We done missed one act already. So that's one thing about out here, man. They don't play that late shit, man.
Well, and that's the thing, like you said, too, is like everybody paid good money to come to the show. We want to have a good experience and not be waiting up all night to see the show. So
exactly.
And
if you do have us waiting, it better be worth the goddamn wait.
Yeah. So, and then it just makes the people antsy. It's definitely not appreciated. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to see things, you know, at the time they thought they were going to see it, especially if they plan their night around getting out by a certain time. You don't want to be waiting 2 hours for somebody to come through. I mean, bro, I even went to a job interview the other day, and I was mad. They made me wait 15 minutes.
Damn. What, the interviews are running over?
Yeah, the interviewer didn't come in the room until 15 minutes, and I was 15 minutes early. So at that point, I was waiting like a good half an hour.
Well, that sucks when you're early and they late. It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah, it's like it just kind of shows the difference in priority. It's like I was there early to your business, but you were late to, you know, you were late to our meeting. So, you know, it's just a different mindset completely. But overall,
you better get that job there. If I'm early and you late, oh nah.
Yeah, man. Wow, though.
Hey, but look, check this out, though. Being that we're talking about music right now,
I heard this song. I'm probably late to the party on it. I heard this song the other day on the radio. Jonah Lucas and Logic called ISIS.
You definitely dropped in like May. Yeah, you mad?
Man,
bro, I don't know how you just heard that. That thing is fire, bro.
Because when I'm in the car, I don't listen to the radio. You know, I normally listen to sports talk radio, or I might listen to like Kevin Hart radio or something like that. I really don't listen to the radio because they play, because it's like I'm listening.
They play the same thing.
I go from one channel to the next channel. Yeah, it's the same songs they're playing over and over and over. But the other day, man, I was in the car. And I was like, Jonah Lucas and Logic. Man, I turned that John on. Man, I've listened to that song about 15 times. It was like, from the time I heard it on Black White Radio to the next day, I probably listened to it about 15 times. Man, that song go hard, bro.
Yeah, it definitely goes hard. It's actually, I've listened to that song probably over 100 times since it came out, so. And ironically, I took a break from listening to it because I showed it to all my boys and everything when it came out, like, you know, a couple of months ago, and I kind of put a lot of people onto it, and then I forgot about it for a little while, and then it's funny you bring that up on tonight's show because I just actually kind of like remembered about it today, and I queued it up on my Spotify playlist while I was going out to do some errands. That was the first song. I was like, let me start my day with ISIS, Jonah Lucas, and Logic. This thing is a banger. So I put that on, and that really got my heart racing, bro. I was ready to get shit done after that.
Hey, man, I ain't going to lie. It felt good to hear Logic take a break from just the original content he usually does and just actually just rap for a moment. Like, just rap for a second, man. Like, to hell with, I understand what you're doing. I get it. I understand, but bro, I need to hear some bars, man. Come on.
That's about time.
I heard some bars from him again.
We
don't need you to always be the hotline 1-800. I get it. I understand it, but like, sometimes, like, bro, come on. I need to hear some rapping too, man.
Because Logic, like, you want to hear – Logic always has a lot of agendas in his music. Like, he stays on a lot of the popular – not popular topics, but, like, life topics. And it's like sometimes you just want to hear some bars, like you said. Like, one song that I would guess that you liked from Logic recently was his song 44 Bars.
44 Bars?
Yeah, you should both listen to Logic's song called 44 Bars. That's the name of it. And he just raps the whole time. He just goes in.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll definitely check it out.
44 Bars.
Yeah. Check that out. That thing is nice, and it fits the – it follows suit with what you're saying about just wanting to hear Logic rap. That's all he does. There's no advertising topics or talking about – social issues, none of that. Like, he's just going in the whole time. So it's fire, bro. And definitely both check that out.
Yeah, Lee, it's like that friend of yours that has that black activist type mindset, but it's 24/7.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, bro, like, I get it. Trust me, it's black excellence all day. I love my people, but I don't want to be woke every time. Can I be asleep for once? Like, goodness, bro.
Yeah,
like,
I get you.
I don't need to. Yeah. Like, can we just have
that consciousness all the time?
Yeah. I actually like white people. Can I hug a white person, man? Like, goodness. Like, can we have fun? Can we have fun out here, man? Goodness.
Yo, my man.
Be so serious.
My man, Rodney.
The snow black. Like, come on, man.
Bro, my man Rodney just said, "Can I be sleep for once?"
Yeah,
man, can we be sleep for one record?
We got stay woke all day, every day.
bro, look, I've dealt with it. I'm not trying to wear black. It's the summer. It's too hot to wear black all the time. Like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah.
Can we go play basketball? That's all I want to do. I don't need to protest every day. Good Lord. Let's have fun.
Actually, man, you know what? You know what's funny is that we own that. But you know what, man? I'm actually looking forward to this year. And I hope Lil Wayne drops some new music this year because I love his verse on the Khaled, on the DJ Khaled song Freaky You. I loved his flow on that. And then his flow on the Big Crit song, Addicted or Addiction or something. Oh, my God. Lil Wayne is back, y'all.
Lil Wayne is back.
I forgot to listen to that Big Crit album.
Lil Wayne is back, bro. You're getting... Don't talk that stuff if it ain't real, bro. I'm going to have to go check this shit out.
Lil Wayne is back, bro. I'm telling you, man, listen to Big Crit featuring Lil Wayne, and I want to say it's Sweetie, but she's just singing the hook. It's called Addiction or Addicted. And then listen to the Freaking You song by DJ Khaled with Lil Wayne and Gunna, I think. But Lil Wayne's verse is so fire, man. So I'm hoping that he put out something this year because if this is any indication of what he bringing to the table this year, Lil Wayne is back, bro.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to look that up.
Yeah, I'm going to check out both of those records.
Have y'all noticed why I noticed though throughout the culture and hip-hop?
What's that?
We ain't hear much from Kendrick, man.
Yeah, oh, Kendrick kind of fell off.
Y'all should be scared right now. Kendrick has been quiet. Yeah, he did a couple features here and there, but he's been quiet. He's barely promoted anything besides maybe a TDE album here or there. But besides that, he is quiet. Y'all should be scared.
Kendrick's about to pop out with a scary album. It's about to be some wild shit.
It's about to be crazy.
And he's about to
hit
that
damn album. I bet Kendrick's about to hit us with a surprise album. He likes to do those surprise albums with like little to no promotion, like off the top, out of nowhere.
Y'all go ahead. I'm gonna come back. My mom called me. Hold on.
I think Kendrick is going to come hard this year. I think Lil Wayne is going to come hard this year. Rick Ross, actually, new CD comes out tonight at midnight. So I'll probably get up tonight about 2 o'clock to download it so I can have it at work tomorrow. And Jeezy's new album come out tonight at midnight, too. So I'll probably download both of them so I can listen to both of them at work tomorrow. But, man... We at the point now, man, where, you know, man, I just want some of the old guys to, like, find their mojo again, man, and bless the people with, like, good music. You know, I know the young guys like Kendrick and J. Cole, you know, they doing their thing. But I want to see Lil Wayne come back. I want to see Ross come back.
We can hear you, bro. The crazy thing about it is that I remember this was a good couple of years back now. The Game actually, and I love The Game too. I seen The Game been coming out with a couple of singles lately, so I need to check those out because I love like a Game single at any point. And I remember The Game come out with a song a couple of years ago, and it was called Better Than Me. I don't know if you guys remember that song came out with a music video called Better Than Me. And it was a crazy music video. He had like Tupac in the picture frame, Biggie was in the picture frame. He was name dropping all these artists, saying how a lot of like the new school artists are whack, and he was dissing all the new guys, and saying they're not built like the old school. And one of the things that he said in the song that actually feeds into what you're saying. Is he mentioned how the XXL freshman list don't produce the same quality of artists nowadays in hip hop? It's not nearly the same. And he mentioned how his XXL freshman list, The Game was on the cover with, I want to say, Kanye West, Rick Ross. I came with Ye, Jeezy. Yeah, it was The Game, Young Jeezy, Rick Ross, and Kanye West were all on the freshman list at one time. Can you even imagine?
God damn.
Can you imagine that all four of them were on the same XXL freshman list? That is unthinkable. Now, when you look back at all the great music that they've made, they're both all pretty much legends. They were all on the same XXL freshman list. And that feeds into what you're saying, because while you were gone, Rodney, Lee was just saying, you know, it's great to see Kendrick and Cole, that they always coming out with good music, but he wants to hear some of the old, not old school, but some of these other guys like Rick Ross and Wayne coming out with heat.
Basically the OGs?
Yeah. He wants to hear more from those guys this year.
I got you.
Yeah, but what I was saying though, Ronnie, while you was gone, is I'm really not into the new school hip hop. Everybody know that. But my two favorite rappers right now are Kendrick and J. Cole. Everybody know that. But what I was telling Keys was, you know, I'm looking forward to Wayne coming out with some heat this year. I can't wait for Rick Ross' album to drop tonight. I'll probably get up at 2 o'clock and download it. You know, I'm waiting on that to come out. You know, man, it's just, I want the old guys to come. They ain't old, but I want some of those guys to come back. I know I saw an interview with The Game. He said this is his last album. So he said this is the last one he's coming out with. He did it on the L.A. Leakers show. But, you know, man, I like The Game, too. I mean, this 100 Bars is still one of the dopest freestyles ever created, man. That was one of the dopest freestyles you ever hear.
That's a fact.
So what you think about that, Roddy, with Wayne and Ross, you know, with them, what you think about them bringing the heat bombs this year? You think they gonna bring it, or should I temper my expectations?
Honestly, I don't know. Cause at the end of the day, you never know what they're gonna come with. Because at the end of the day, you look back at like Wayne's last album. Some people had mixed feelings about it. Some people thought it was a great album. Some people think it was there. But at the end of the day, you never know. As long as you're able to still rap and you have a great beat selection, that's all that matters. And we know for a fact both of these guys have two of those things. So I think it's good to have those expectations. Because at the end of the day, they're big top-tier names. So it's only right when you have top-tier names, you have the top-tier expectation as well. So I can't really be mad at you for having that expectation. Like, for example, I don't know how people's prediction were for Jay-Z 444 album. I didn't have any expectations for that. And he came back killing that album.
That's
I got to switch. Somebody else called me. Give me a sec.
Yo,
man,
I'm glad you brought that up.
Go ahead, Keith, because I was about to comment on that 4-4 album, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm glad Rodney just brought up 4-4-4 because I hope we didn't forget about how fire that was, how crazy that album was, and that album basically more or less came out of nowhere. And it was that's a really good album. And actually,
That was one of your favorite albums when we did our Top 10 Albums show.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite albums. And I'm just mad that I can't listen to it more because isn't it only available on Tidal still?
When I downloaded it, I didn't get it off of Tidal. But
yeah, but you had it. So if you didn't, it's not on any other streaming services.
You can't listen to it on iTunes?
Nah, I don't think so, bro. I think it's exclusively on Tidal. That's what my brother told me.
Wow, that's not good business there.
Well, I thought that's what I thought that's what Jay
that's his thing.
I thought that's what Rock Nation was trying to do. Rodney.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up about 444. And I was saying that Lee mentioned, you know, I had said on when it came out, and then after I went to the 444 tour when they came to Boston, like, that's really one of my favorite albums, probably ever. Like, 444 is a great album. And that thing came more or less out of nowhere.
Yes and no, because he did announce it previously, but it didn't really come out of nowhere. But
it was like
I don't think a lot of people expected it to be that crazy, especially
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the level that Hope was rapping on came out of nowhere.
It was more just the level. It was like the growth in the album too. Like from Kill Jay-Z, talking about like you got hurt because you did Cool by Ye, and Crazy How Life Works. You got a knot in your chest. Imagine how a knife hurts. You stabbed Un over some records. Like basically, like he's talking to himself in that song. The song 444, he's admitting to actually cheating on Beyonce and apologizing to not only her, but the women that he used during that stupid stuff he was doing. Family feuds, talking about, like,
that was my favorite song right there.
Family feuds,
that was a
great record. 444 song.
Family feud
was fun.
That was my favorite song.
Oh, Family feud was crazy. That was a crazy song. Exactly. What was the lyric they said? I know it was about, like, he's not a man if he don't take care of his family, something like that. I don't remember the exact lyrics. But that whole song was crazy. That freaking Legacy. Oh, goodness, Legacy.
How about the record with Damian Marley?
Oh, yeah. Bang,
yeah.
That was a crazy song.
Woo!
That was a crazy song. Now, my favorite is Marcy Me. Marcy Me was hard. He was
all
letting us know, like, yo, in case y'all was wondering, I still got it. Like, that was a quick, let me rap to y'all real quick song right there. Marcy Me, that was hard.
Yo, I listened to that album so many times all the way through. Like, it ain't even funny, bro. Like, I don't even, when I played it, I just kept playing it. Like, everything I did, like, I went to work, I was playing it. I was playing Xbox and I was playing it. I was in the grocery store and I was playing it. I was in the whip, I was playing it. I was at my family reunion and I was playing it. Feel me? Like, I was doing everything and I was playing it. I was on a boat and I was playing it. Like, I was sleeping and I was playing it. Like, literally, everything I was doing, I was playing it.
I was playing it.
Yeah, bro.
Playing 444.
Yeah, bro, I was walking the dog and I was playing it, bro. I was talking to my neighbor and I was playing it, and the neighbors at the block party and I was playing it. Like, everything, I was playing it.
He saw it right on our chest. Like, I'm on offense, past the Kobe. I'm on defense, past the Kobe. I'm on the bench, past the Kobe. I'm in the locker room, past the Kobe. My chest is past the Kobe.
But the
That's
thing
a fact.
Is, though, is that, you know, we was definitely excited about Jay-Z on 444, but Jay-Z actually did a guest appearance on Meek Mill's song "What's Free," and if you haven't heard his verse on that, his verse on "What's Free" is probably one of the hottest verses Jay-Z has ever done in his career, and I'm not exaggerating on that. It's probably one of the dopest verses he has ever done in his career, in my estimation and my opinion. If you have
I ain't one of these house niggas you bought. My house like a resort. My house bigger than yours. My spot. Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Talking.
But look, man.
I gotta listen to that one again.
We only got a couple seconds to go. Thanks, Ronnie, for co-hosting with me. Thanks, Ronnie, for co-hosting with me. Thanks, Keys, for calling in.
Hey,
but look,
man,
but you know, it's always fun when we get together and we talk music and hip hop. You know, me and Ronnie talked about Rick Ross album coming out earlier. You know, in the intro, I kind of talked about some UFC news. But you know, tonight was a good show. kicking it with Rodney and Keys. Keys, you got any last words, bro?
You know, I just want to put out there that I actually had, like, a couple questions I was meaning to ask you guys about wrestling, but we're going to have to just wait for the next time.
Okay, no problem. We could do that.
So I'm going to keep those two questions in the queue for next time because a couple of things I heard I wanted to ask you guys about. And then as for last words, I pretty much we're good. You know, to anybody listening, my apologies that I was late to my own show. and besides that, you know, like I always say, everybody stay positive and just love each other and pay it forward. Somebody said that to me earlier today about you know, I had talked to somebody and they had, you know, offered to do something for me that I didn't expect that they would do for me, and I was like really blown away by it, and they were like, nah, like, you know, pay it forward, like. And that really, I forgot about that, and that was a, you know, a belief that I've had for a long time, but I had kind of forgotten about it, and they reminded me today. So, shout out to that person, and yeah, everybody pay it forward. You know, do something for the next person, and you know that positive energy will come back to you when you send it back out, and then to the next person. So, definitely do that and love each other. That's my message.
All right, Rodney, you was a co-host tonight. What you got for the people?
For those who watch my show, y'all know the slogan, ladies, slide my DM before I slide in yours. Fellas, be right and be careful. Everybody stay happy, be positive. One love, peace, and a bucket of head grease. I hope you guys enjoyed the Lee and Key show featuring Rodney. And at least I am out. Take it away, Lee.
Yo, that was the Lee and Rod show featuring Keys tonight.
Hey, but you know, speaking of paying it forward, last night, I didn't get the lady's name, but we were standing in line waiting to get into the Mary J. Blige show. It started raining, and she had bought a tarp. I don't know why you would bring a tarp to a concert, but she actually bought a tarp. I guess she was anticipating the rain, and she let me, my wife, and the other two ladies that was behind us use her tarp to cover ourselves, you know, while we was in line, which was great on her behalf and great on her part. You know, I offered to buy her a drink or buy her something to eat while we was there. She turned it down. And her words to me was, do something nice for somebody else. So, you know, and what I'm just piggybacking on what Key said, you never know when a nice deed will be paid to you. So pay it to somebody that would never think that you would do something nice for them. So on that note, like I always say, take care of yourself, take care of each other. Till next time, Lee and Key signing out. Peace.
Easy.